Hello, everybody. I am back. My name is Steve Dorado, and you're listening to my podcast, Bringing Out the Best. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being patient. I had a cold, and boy, did it set me back. Right now, I'm just wrapping up this cold. I'm probably just one day from being 100%. And as we speak, I have my last Alka-Seltzer tablets dissolving in the water, and I'm so happy to drink it every time because it dries me up. This cold, this thing has been funky. It's been all over my nose and in my throat and in my head, and it's driving me nuts. But all I could do is be patient and rest, be patient, take my medicine, try to eat well, try to maintain my weight, try not to feed a cold. So I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to have my voice back to normal. I don't have that, that stuffiness, that heady tone when you're sick. And life is good, everybody. I hope this podcast finds you good. I hope you've had a chance to go through the previous podcast. I think there's 14 up. I've gotten some great feedback that I cannot believe. I've heard that it's been just has really made an impact on people and their perspectives on life or of friends or at work. And as I will always continue to preach, that's what this podcast is about. It's about bringing out our best. If you don't like this podcast, think about why you don't like this podcast. If you enjoy it, think about why you enjoy it. If it makes you think, if you think I'm missing thoughts, if you think I'm not covering everything, think about what needs to be covered. The whole point of this exercise is to exercise your mind, exercise your brain, exercise your thoughts, exercise your ability to reflect. It's one of the greatest things we have. It's to listen to one another, to learn from each other. It's to just share our journeys together. It's one journey, and all we have to do is share it, right? We're sharing it on social media, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Snapchat, on Reddit, on everything the internet offers. We're sharing our journey, and whether we do it through shopping, trust me, we share it through shopping by buying the things that help us continue on our journey, that make us happy, that make us function, that allow us to continue. This is one shared life, everybody. So when you tune into this podcast, just know that I'm here to share. I welcome you. I welcome your thoughts, your feedback. It's just all good. It's all good. And today I want to talk about something big. But before I do that, I'm literally going to swish this Alka-Seltzer around. I like to swish it so I get all that, all the loose powder at the bottom. I need all this medicine. Then I'm going to chug it real quick and we're going to get right to it. Here we go. When you are sick or getting over a sickness, that Alka-Seltzer is delicious. When you're not sick, it's disgusting. But right now, I know it clears me up. It dries me out. So it is lovely. What I want to talk about today is all the stuff that's in our face right now, which is, it's like just go on all these social medias or all these social media platforms, and there's this urge to be rich. There's this urge to be out, whether it's at the club, whether it's on a fancy vacation, dressed to the nines, right? With all the fashion, high fashion, super high heels, big watches, big glasses, expensive jeans, either taking party buses or limos, supercars, Ferraris. There's not even a Corvette anymore. It's like it's a Ferrari, a Lamborghini, or you're a loser. Because that's just what's being pitched, right? That's just what's being pitched. And then you go one further and it's private jets. And it's like one of the biggest marketing tools is just getting on a private jet. And I think that does inspire us. I know it because I'm part of it, right? I watch all these things. I see all these things. I get influenced. I get inspired. I'll tell you, sometimes I watch these things and I'll say that I buy into it in the perspective that I ask myself, why not? And I can't tell you that I'm honestly saying, why can't I have that Lamborghini or why can't I have that Ferrari? I'm more asking, why can't I build things that big to have that type of financial capacity? And that's part of my journey of thinking of becoming rich. And that's what we're all on. But there's a huge but that I live with. And that's one of the biggest disservices that all this stuff on social media provides to everybody. And I'll tell you what it provides. It provides distraction. As much as those things are supposed to motivate us, especially, I live in the big city. I always have, Los Angeles. If you don't live in the big city, all you are is looking up to the big city. And like I said, we're all inspired. We all have this urge. We're all trying to become. But in that process of being all this inspiration, of all these photos, of all this stuff that we're supposed to have the ambitions to acquire, to achieve, it's also the same stuff that's distracting us. Because we're so focused on what we don't have that we're not able to be patient and to build what we're truly supposed to build in order to acquire this stuff that we dream of. It's not easy to follow. My point is that we're so worried about what we don't have, we're worried about getting, we're worried about finances, we're worried about keeping up with, we're worried about hurrying, we're worried about why aren't we there yet, we're worried about the other people that are there. And what that does is that's such a distraction that you end up discouraged, that you end up wanting to quit. Quit on what? It's not that you quit having the ability to have a Lamborghini or to fly on a private jet, but you end up quitting just having any opportunity of advancing any further in your life. So as much as we look up to the extremes, the lavish lifestyles, that's maybe what we aspire to. But the only thing you have in your hand is your ability to improve for today, for this period, for this season in your life, for you to learn the greatest lesson that's in front of you. Usually the greatest lessons are coming through your biggest pains, through your biggest frustrations. But they can't come. They don't come in the package of frustration. There are moments of frustration, and the rest is for you to form what is going on in your life. How can you improve? Is it patience? Is it through reading? Is it through learning? Is it through waiting? Which again is back at patience, to try to figure out how you develop and continue to add up improvement. Your improvement adds up. Obviously, if anybody has anything greater than you, anything that you dream of, they did get that through a system. And I don't want us to be distracted that they got it through privilege or that they got it through, just anything other than raw hustle, raw education. And I'm talking about knowledge education. I'm talking about the game of knowledge. If you look at anybody who has a business, a growing business, a successful business, I'm talking that's how they got their finances, that's how they got what you want, what you're looking for, then the gap is in the knowledge. The gap is what you know versus what they know, what your experience versus their experience. So you just have to figure out how to inch towards better experience to what you are looking to achieve or to accomplish. You get it? It's a knowledge gap. These business owners, they know more. They've done more. Now, what we want to do is we want to just figure out how to plug ourselves into a business. But I think the biggest part of being a business owner, being successful, is that we don't realize that it's there for us to create. It's a creation. If anybody has a business, there was that initial idea that led into the actual effort of beginning that business. They started somewhere. They had a beginning. They started with an at first. Those are some of the greatest moments of any successful person, is to say that I just began. And a lot of times that's overlooked, but that's always the biggest advice. If there's anything you're looking to do, to achieve, to become, you just have to ask yourself, have you started? Are you anywhere near that path you're looking for? Are you standing anywhere near that path that will lead you to what you're looking for? And if you're going to tell me, or if you have these thoughts, you say, man, I tried, man, I went there, man, I did, I attempted. I'm going to ask you, did you literally completely leave that path? Because if you did, you gave up your shot. And if you didn't, you say, man, I'm on it. I'm grinding. Steve, I'm working, bro, but it's not working. It's not coming. I don't see it. Right there, that's my moment to tell you, good. Keep going. Keep going. Keep figuring it out. Ask yourself, am I working enough? Am I trying enough? Because don't forget, the whole point of this podcast, it's not to tell you where to go or what to be or tell you not to quit. That wasn't how I wanted to start this podcast. My point is to say, don't be distracted by the stuff that you don't have. Don't be distracted by keeping up with them, by being envious or jealous or disappointed. Disappointment is a distraction. You have to write down all these feelings that are distracting you from focusing, from reading, from learning, from asking, from seeking, from researching, from starting, from getting a grip, right? From getting away from depression, disappointment, discouragement, failure. Through failure, you must keep going. You cannot be distracted by failure. You can accept it. You can accept and say, man, I took a fall. Man, things didn't work out the way I wanted them to in this situation. But you have to keep going. And out of pure will, and there's a whole, it's a combination of will, of desperation, of commitment, of eagerness, of your ability to go until you persevere. And a lot of times the way we persevere will be through lessons, through wisdom, through that knowledge. So that continues to seal that gap between who you are now and who you want to become. Again, if you want to be somewhere, if you want somebody's finances or somebody's circumstance, you have to figure out, where did they start? What trials, errors, and failures were they willing to go through? Were they willing to take on the chin and say, this isn't where I end. This is where I continue. That was my last hurdle. I'm now through the hurdle, hoping to get over the hurdle. Hoping to learn how to get back on my feet, how to recover, how to make adjustments, how to get better, how to start over again if you have to. The point is, what's going to take you out of the game? What's going to keep you in the game? What keeps you in the game is knowledge. It's saying, I'm here to learn. I know what I'm going through. I know what I want. I know what I don't have. I got it. I accept it. That's not distracting me. That's not stopping me. That's not going to make me quit. I'm here until. Until what? Until you continue to grow, until you continue to improve, until you continue to achieve and accomplish and head up that mountain. Don't worry about getting to their mountaintop. Worry about your mountaintop. Worry about your next mountaintop. I don't care how small or big it is, it's your mountaintop. It's for you to climb. It's for you to figure out. It's for you to be determined to get to. And nobody else. One of the biggest things about anybody who's just in it to get it, to win it, to achieve, to improve, it's your journey. There are going to be people you thought were with you who had that ability to quit. Don't believe it. They don't believe you're going to get it. They don't believe it's possible. They don't believe they have time for it. They don't believe they're willing to suffer for it. That's your decision to say, I continue. That's going to cause some friction because people are going to want you to quit with them. People are going to want you to stop where they stop. People are going to, without even knowing it, they're going to dog you for saying, man, you're going to keep going. You're going to leave me here. Man, you're not going to make it either. Why don't you get it? But what they really want you to do is quit with them. They want you to stay there with them. I don't know if they do it on purpose. I don't think it is. I just think people want you to do what they do. Your comfort zone, they want it to be the same as their comfort zone. When they get uncomfortable, they want you to be uncomfortable. Because if you guys quit together, you guys have something in common together. You guys can talk about that grind and how you tried, how it never worked out, right? That's what we did, and then you high-five each other. But that's not the good story. That's not the good story. The story is, man, I'm still on my grind. I'm still learning. I'm still hustling. I'm still trying to improve. And I don't care what it is. Don't forget, I haven't talked much about money or possessions or things or vacations or cars or finances. That's not what this conversation's about. I'm just telling you that's one of the biggest things that gets put in our face every day. Because how are you going to be rich? How are you going to be lotto rich? And you know what? See, we equate rich to happy. We equate rich to all the value in our life. We equate rich to where we live, what neighborhood, to what we wear, to where we vacation, to what we have. We talk down about ourselves as if we don't have the right brands, as if we don't have the right equipment, as if we don't have the right car. Not realizing that you have what you have and you're supposed to rock it. You're supposed to be proud of it. You're supposed to love it. That's not supposed to affect your self-esteem. That's not supposed to hold you down. That's not supposed to hold you back. That's not supposed to be your excuse. Why you don't go somewhere, why you don't dress up, why you don't dress the best you can, why you don't figure out how to get better at what you're working towards. There are no excuses. None of that's supposed to affect your self-esteem. That's the distraction. Do you see it? If you're distracted by what others have, and you feel you don't have it and that's holding you back, that's a distraction. You have to figure out how to be confident as you hustle, as you believe, as you try, as you adjust, as you learn, as you increase your knowledge, as you gain that wisdom. That's for you. Those are the lessons. That's what you write down. That's what you record. That's what you hold. That's what you apply. That's what you grow with. This is what the good life's about. Everybody who has everything you're looking for, I believe as long as it's good, as long as it's good for you, for your health, for your mind, for your heart, for your family, for your future, if they got it and you want it, you have to gain that wisdom. You have to gain that knowledge. You have to put two and two together. But it has to be for you. I get it. We all want to have this team. We all want to pump each other up. We all want to grow together. I wish it worked that way. Doesn't always work that way. There'll be people who root for you. There'll be people who want to try it with you. But there'll be people who don't go the distance with you. There'll be people who will continue to root for you. They might think you're crazy. They might believe it. They might know that you're the only guy willing to do it. They may think you're the only woman willing to do it. They sit back and say, man, if they go, if they do it, they deserved it. It's not easy for people to give that up. But guess what? Nobody will have a choice if you've just continued to learn and to grow and to improve. If sometimes we're looking to improve our finances, guess what? We need to first improve ourselves, our habits, on how we spend, on what we were willing to accept, on what we're willing to work with, on what we're willing to cut back on in order to stay in the game. Sometimes you have to sit still. Then you start to learn, then things start to slow down enough so you can take a look at this game you're in. Say, what am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? Where can I improve? Where am I not studying? Where am I not hustling? Man, where do I need to be still? Where do I need to quit searching? Where do I need to quit being distracted? That's the game we're in. That's what true reflection is. Where am I at in life? What's good? What's not so good? What do I need to change? What do I need to change? The worst way you can live this life is looking around and pointing out everything that needs to change. Because that's all the stuff you don't have control of. You have control of you. Write it down. You know how you figure out what you need to change? You need to start to record all these intersections of what bother you, of what trigger you, what trigger your annoyances, your temper, your frustrations, your disappointments, your bad moods, your bad attitudes. When you're in it, you got to ask why. Why am I in it? Why am I disappointed? Why am I depressed? Why is my attitude bad? Why am I being mean to people? You don't have a right to all these things. Because these are all the same people that you feel you're going to need in order to be successful. Whether it's for promotion at work, whether it's to selling a product, you need people to buy it. You need others. So one of my greatest reflections is always asking at the time when I'm in the issue that I feel needs improvement. Why am I irritated? Why am I frustrated? Why am I being mean? Why am I moody? Why is my attitude down? I ask why. Sometimes it's as simple as changing it. Say there is no good reason. You just need to change it. You need to slow down. You need to reflect. You need a nap. Then I adjust. Then I come back bigger, better, stronger, in a better mood. I come back rested. I come back excited. I come back pumped up. And then I continue. There's an ability that we all have. But we have to slow down in order to activate it, in order to live it out. It's our ability to reflect. It's our ability to learn. It's our ability to grow. It's our ability to apply all the lessons that are being delivered to us each day or through the season of where we're at or through our successes or our failures. There's a way to handle success. There's a way to handle failure. You need to know how to handle both, and they all come in different sizes. Successes come in different sizes. Failures come in different sizes. We only have one job, and that's to keep going. And the better way to keep going is to keep learning, is to gain that wisdom, is to know better, to make adjustments for the next success, make adjustments to lessen the next failure. It's our greatest ability to learn in life. It's a blessing. Let me know what you think. I want to know what you think. I want to know how this affects you. I want to know if you can relate. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope you're well. I hope you're excited. I hope you're inspired. Let's keep going, everybody. We're on this journey together. Thank you so much for listening. My name's Steve Girotto. I'm on Instagram, SteveGirotto78. I'm on Facebook, Steve Girotto. Last name is J-U-R-A. D as in David, O. You're listening to my podcast, Bringing Out the Best. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you next time. Take care, everybody.